This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana innaka sami'un mujibud du'a. Jazakumullah khair for coming, and I second Dr. Sana what he said. Actually, this just came out. Literally, we are back, and then again on the group, very active group and very passionate group, which is surprising to me as a physician now. And then this all came up, subhanAllah. This is the fourth time I speak about it since I landed in the United States. I did a podcast on Friday with Sheikh Omar Sulaiman, and then I did in Dallas at night. The masjid was packed. They said it is like Ramadan. I can't tell you. There was no chairs. Everybody was on the floor. Where do I start? That verse that came to my mind, and I don't know why, but just came to my, I thought you will say it, but alhamdulillah, you didn't. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقَصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. This is an oath. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow. And many of you probably very familiar with this. It's way different, exactly what you just said. When you read and when you live it. And I'm not talking about the people of Gaza. I lived it. And you lived it. We were just talking about the drive, and I'll take you through that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the following, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. It's going to happen. لَمِ التَّوْكِيدِ نُونِ التَّوْكِيدِ. For those of you who know Arabic, this is a stressed, Allah used two tools to stress the point. And this is Allah, not you and me. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. You will be tested. Don't think about anything else. You will be. By what? بِشَيْءٍ, little bit. Could be all of them. Could be one of them. Could be three. Could be four. بِشَيْءٍ, little bit. مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, fear. لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, fear. وَالْجُوعَ, hunger. وَنَقَصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ. And you're going to be losing some of lives, meaning people I know, you know. والثمرات, your business, your corps, your vegetation. Did I live this? And I'm not talking about the people of Gaza. Today I'm going to share to you, me and us, what we felt, and not as a physician. SubhanAllah, for some reason, Allah did not want me to work full-fledged physician for security reasons and hospital reasons till the last day. Last day, alhamdulillah, I delivered two babies. Walillahi alhamd. But how did I deliver them? We'll talk about it at the end. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say He will, He will. Never ever ask Allah to test you. Never. Leave it. And He's testing us as we speak here. But we don't look at comfort as a test. We don't look at hunger or eating too much as a test. Both are tests. So where did we live? We will be tested. I'll take you through the journey, the one that I didn't share on Tuesday. And I was planning not to speak about it at all, but I think it's a good lesson for everybody. So we arrived Gaza, we left the double door. On the left side, you will see a beautiful sign in red says Gaza. One of the most joyful moments of my life. I never believed I will be there. Because I always have been blessed, have been to Palestine many times. Every time I want to go to Gaza, and every time they tell me you can't. Security reasons. Security reasons. But when Allah wants something, He'll move you and put you. How I ended up there, that's a different story. 2 days before, I didn't know I was going. And then the day we arrived to Egypt, the organizer texted me and says, you may be not allowed. Don't be surprised. Alhamdulillah, 16 hours of drive, alhamdulillah, we arrived, alhamdulillah, you come out. And what do you see? A lot of trucks, all food. And we were waiting for about at least 2 or 3 hours getting our luggage out. So it was Maghrib, and we were fasting, wallah alhamd. These are the last 10 days of Ramadan. Everybody was fasting. Everybody, not us, everybody, including the people of Gaza. Suddenly I turn, and I hear someone is reciting Quran. And he was reciting Ayatul Kursi, young man, the norm in Gaza. Everybody knows Quran. It's something not like school of hifz, not like the people who go to the masjid. Everyone, you walk in the hospital and people are holding Quran and reading, or whoever was leading salah, they read very well. And all of them are ordinary people. Anyway, it's getting dark and we were told, we had a long meeting with the UN, is like avoid driving in the night and avoid going out in the night. We had no option because our luggage didn't come out. So we get into the car. And by the time there was streets, okay, but then it became dark. And by Allah, I had a feeling something is going to happen all the way because it was so dark. There was no streets, and the driver, and we don't know where are we going. We had no idea. There's no GPS, right? And then he goes right, and then 2 seconds he go left. And another 2 seconds he goes another, again left or right. There's no street. And it is absolutely anything but a road. It's all bumps up and down. And there was something in the air. So scary. Subhanallah. And I didn't remember, but yesterday in Dallas, Dr. Attar reminded me, said, Dr. Raifa, you don't remember, you said, hey, people say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So if we die, at least we die on the Shahada. But amazingly, what Allah gave us, you said it and I felt it. We felt asleep. And I remember a verse in Surah Ali Imran, Allah said, ثم أنزل عليهم من بعد الغم أمنة نعاسة. He talked about the people in Badr when they were scared, Allah made them sleep. نعاسة, like a short nap. We all did it. Subhanallah. And then we arrived to the hospital. Just to tell you, نبلونكم, 1 hour after we arrived, the World Kitchen victims arrived. They arrived dead to the ER. They took exactly the same road we took. But Allah decided for us to come back. But this was fear. None of us here, wherever you say, you will feel this feeling. And then we lived for 8 days with this sound. 24/7. There they call it a zannana in the Arabic, something that keeps bugging you. Like you have a bug close to your ear and keeps, and it's so annoying. But look at the people of Gaza. They look at me and says, Doctora, if you hear it, smile. And I said, smile? They said, yes. Because if you hear it, there is no bombing. Get scared when you don't hear it. And by Allah, the first 2 days, me and Dr. Hina was with me in the room. When we were praying, it's Ramadan, it's the last of nights. And then I say, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum. She looks at me and I know what she will say. She said, it's quiet. There's no. Then we learned also from the people of Gaza, look at us, we are coming to help them. They looked at me and says, don't worry. You know, then you start hearing the bombings. And they said, don't worry. And I was like, ya Allah, don't worry. And they said, if you hear it, you are alive. And if you hear it, it's not coming to you. And I said, what does that mean? They said, when it comes to you, you will not hear it. Either you will be dead or something is going to fall on your head. Subhanallah. And they say it the way, no, I'm speaking to you. And they say it as if they are telling you a story about somebody else. Subhanallah. Jua, hunger, hungry, may Allah forgive us. And we were better than the people before us because when we arrived, the World Kitchen tragedy happened, so they allowed more food. But the first 2 days, first day, they gave us cans. I have a picture of it. I don't know if we are going to do the presentation. And I ate it because we were hungry. And they gave us, because we are physician coming, the waft, they call us, the delegation. This is how they call us. So they gave us bread. And I took 3 bites, and my stomach could not take it. and said, Ya Allah, please forgive me. The spoiled woman coming from America. They lived on this from October 7. The people in the north, they don't even have that. The north is a different story. No, we were in the middle, not in the south, not in Rafah. We're in Deir Balah. 2 days later, what is eggs for us? I saw it. And I looked at Hina and I said, do you see eggs? She said, it is eggs. I ran down, bought 4 eggs for 10 shekels, $2.50. 4. I took a picture of it. And the nurse came to me and says, Dr. Rahifa, you want us to boil it? I said, can you? She said, yeah, we can. From nothing, they make everything. You know what really impressed me? I did not hear a word of complaint. I talked to a lot of people. I speak Arabic. By Allah, the only word I heard, one nurse looked at me between me and her says, Tahabna, we're tired. It's been too long. She looked at me and said, 6 months, ya doctora. That's the only one. You see, 8-year-old, remember his name? The one, the 8-year who pushed the patient's beds. What was his name? In scrubs. Zakaria. I see Zakaria so energetic, wearing scrubs, pushing patients' beds. Last day, I had to talk to Zakaria. So Zakaria, what are you doing? They talk to you, they are men. 8-year-old is a man. Wallahi, he looked at me and he said, I'm pushing patients' beds, I'm helping them because I want to be orthopedic surgeon. Now, what is Zakaria? He has nobody. All his family are dead completely. One, by himself. What future? Nobody worried about the college they're going to go to. There's no college. It's gone. But they didn't complain about it. Look at, and what I, my goal today is not only to share the stories, but I want us to wake up, not only to do something as both of you eloquently said it, but I think we need to appreciate what we have, number one, and we need to change. We need to change as a Muslim ummah. You know, there's a verse in Surah Al-Anfal. It scares me to death. وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Beware of a test that is not going to affect only the wrongdoers. It will affect everybody. If anybody, bystanders, should not be tested, is the people of Gaza. 8 days and 2 days of travel, I have not seen a woman not covered. One of them looked at me and she said, see, doctora, this is, we sleep and we wake up with this. And I thought because they don't have anything to wear, she, as if she read me, and she said, so if we die covered. They talk about death like you and I talk about what we're going to have for dinner. One woman, she told me a long story. We're going to put it, I took her permission. We're going to put it online. And she was in the north, moved from one house to the other, one house to the other. Long story, in Shifa Hospital. They were bombarded. The soldiers came in, took her husband and son on the side. Please forgive me. Stripped them off in front of their 11-year-old boy. She left. They say, you go. Walked. Long story. After she saying everything, she looked at me. Ya Allah. I was about to cry, but I just held myself because she, if anybody needs to cry and sad, it's her. She looked at me and says, you know what? I said, what? We don't live for this life. Wallahi. She said, I always lived for Akhirah. Not now, because Allah took away from them. She says, I live for Akhirah. This is, yani they quote the Quran, إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. This life will end one day for all of us. Her 11-year-old in front of her. And then she looked at me and she said, you look like that you have Quran in your heart. I don't know the woman. She doesn't know me. She doesn't have internet, so she doesn't know me. I'll see you in Jannah. By Allah, that's what she said. Then her 11-year-old looked at me. 11-year-old walked the soldiers, and she said, 9 days we lived. Me, my son, my two daughters. I said, what did you eat in the north, in the Shifa? Actually, not in the Shifa. They were in a house of a Christian man who was staying in the church, and he said, you use my house. She said, there was nothing in that house except one bag of sugar, and there was some water. 9 days, whenever they say they are hungry, this is what she do. She said, I give them a little bit of sugar. Sugar. So I looked at the son sitting in front of her. And I don't remember his name, subhanAllah. I put it, he was the one who recites Quran. And I said, how was it? They speak to you. And he said, it was hard. He was saying in Arabic, it was hard. And then his mother said, tell her about what did you do when you saw the tank. Tank. He said, there was a little bit of it, like an area which is a little bit up. My mom went and we saw the soldiers. You're talking about Israeli soldiers. Mom went up. She was asking them for food, so I followed her. And then I saw the tank. I wanted to see what is in the tank. The tank was open. So he jumped on the tank, and he looked, and he said, what's that? I looked. I said, what happened? He said, the two soldiers went back, and they were scared. Wallah. And I said, weren't you scared? He said, no. Why do I want to be? They are scared from us. 11-year-old. Where are they living? So they moved. They had a house. They moved them to another house. A house. This all in the north. Shifa walked 11 kilos. Got to here. Now she showed me. We visited them. This was outside the hospital. Another camp. A tent that normally... Four will be tight. 11 people in that net. 11 people. She hasn't seen her husband. She was told he was released, but they don't know. And she said, I told them. She said, I told them we're civilians. She speaks very well. I told them, in the Arabic, I'm translating to you, she said, we're civilians. Why are you doing this to us? She's talking to the Israelis. And I said, what do you think is going to happen? Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. My point, I don't want this to be stories. We're going to feel, and then we go home, and life goes back. I asked everybody I spoke to, what do you want from us? I felt I didn't do much. Like, mashallah, you did a lot, you surgeries. I just felt I didn't do much. So I used to say, please forgive me. I didn't do much. You know what they said to us? The fact you are here. Tell us you care about us. People, some people care about us. They know what is going on in the world. Some people care about us. And I said, what do you want me to take with me home when I go back? What do you want me to tell people in America? Tell them. And I'm telling you because that's an amana. Tell them. Don't forget us. And fight for us. Fight for them. Yes, Kufi. Yes, protest. Speak. Speak up. Don't be shy. Don't say, it is not me. One of the verses in the Quran that also scares me when I was seeing all this, Allah said it. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These days, we change it between people. And I kept saying, Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah, it is not me. Because I don't know if it is me, what I will do. What will happen? Subhanallah. Then look at the other beautiful side. When food starts coming, there was a young man, you both know, who said, my mom sent her salam, and she has to cook for you. It was me and the physician. And I said, Jazakumullah khair, what do you cook for us? We have to. And he said, what do you want, a Palestinian food? And I said, what is the Palestinian food? You tell me. I don't know, there's some Palestinians here. He said, sakhan. It was two more things. Ma'lube, exactly. There was a one more one with a chicken. maftul, I think. And I looked at Hanna and I said, which one you want, with a bread or with, without a bread? She said, no, let's have bread. Because we didn't have bread since day one. And this is day six now. Yeah, this is Monday. Tuesday, they were moving us to the south. The young man comes in with his cousin. The young man is a second-year resident, and there is no more residency. Nothing. The Aqsa Bailey was working. Shifa, where everybody was, Shifa was like the biggest complex. It's not a hospital, it's a complex. Most of these people were there. So he comes in, the generosity of the people. And I always wondered, if this is me, what will I do? I took pictures of all of it. He brought the best msakhan I've ever had in my life with salad. So I looked and I said, where did this come from? He said, we called everybody in the family. This person had flour, little bit. This person has this little bit. This person has this little bit. And we made it all together. They don't have electricity. I said, where did you cook this? We can manage. Smiling, and this man has no future. We had a long discussion. He speaks amazing English. One of the things he said that hit me, I said, how are you feeling? He said, we don't have time to mourn. Every person I spoke to has at least 5 to 10 people of his family are gone. Gone meaning they know they're dead. The missings, this is another story. They said, we don't have time to mourn now. We are in a survivor mode. Survivor mode. What I want to tell everybody here, it's time to be grateful. And it is time to change. Alhamdulillah, we all are living very good life. Very good life. What do we worry about? Where are we going to go for vacation? And what is going to happen in the summer? But we need to change our focus and what do you want to do in life before Allah tests us. As I was walking around and seeing, especially when we went into the European the last day before we left in the south, in Rafah, there is a big tent. They looked at me and says, Hadi tent al-Quran. I said, what does that mean? Yet now, since there's no schools, everybody in this campus, in this hospital, will bring them here, review the Quran, learn the Quran, memorize the Quran. One thing I want to say to everyone, as I was reflecting, the response of the people of Gaza is amazing. We all agreed on that. And non-Muslims before Muslims are saying this. But you know what? It didn't happen in a day. They lived it. They lived Islam. They lived Islam. They lived the Quran. Abdullah, you both know, who was leading us for Isha, for Taraweeh, and for Tahajjud. And the last day, I used to tease him because if he make a mistake, I come back. I was like, Abdullah, I said, I know it was Wa Natfa. He was 23-year-old. The last day, as we were leaving, it was so painful. Ya Allah. And I said, Abdullah, mashallah, you're a hafiz. He said, I am not a hafiz. Then he looked at me and says, I am from the special huffal. And I said, what does that mean? He said, in Gaza, when you finish the Quran, memorize. This group of people who will go and read the whole Quran from memory to their teacher in one day. And I said, how long it took you? He said, me, I was a little bit longer because my hifz was not 100%. I said, how long it took you? He said, from 8 to 4. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Normally, it's 8 to 2. When I... من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه. Allah said this in Surah Al-Ahzab. From among the people, meaning the Sahaba, this actually was revealed because the Sahabi wanted to be martyr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it after he was killed. When I am ready to meet Allah and I work in my life to be ready to meet Allah, when the test comes in, I'm ready. I'm ready. They talk about martyrdom and death like you and me talk about vacation. Points for us. Yes, don't forget them. Work for Gaza. Talk especially to the non-Muslims. They need to know. They just don't know. when I went to the first day to the hospital and I said, Dr. Yunus, where were you? This is 6 weeks. I said, oh, it's the holy month. And guess where I was? They said, where were you? I said, in Gaza. Half of the nurses didn't know what is that. One of the reasons is me, my fault. Talk about it. Feel it. Make dua. But the most important thing for me, why did Allah took me and Dr. Jawad and Brother Omar to bring back? We need to get ready. We need to change. Yani, please forgive me. Enough is enough. Yani, how many homes, how many jewelry, how many cars, how many times you go out to eat? We need to change. We need to wake up. There is big things is happening. And we need to be ready. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test me, not with this, with anything, I'm ready. And that's, personally, that's what I learned from the people of Gaza. And the last thing, I don't want to take too long time. Many people asked me, will you go back? And I'm going to say what the nurse told Anderson Cooper, if you remember that interview, with a heartbeat. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا